أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. إن شاء الله 5-10 minutes max for the reminder. I had something in my mind, but subhanAllah, this supplication came to my mind right now. I will change the topic that I prepared to discuss with you, my brothers. What is the meaning? Why? What is the wisdom? We have to say La ilaha illallah 10 times in our position right away before salam. We need to understand why. What is the benefit for that? What is the wisdom, the secret behind that? An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned for us that supplication because he loves us, peace be upon him. And he taught us every single way to gain more hasanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to prove ourselves with Allah azza wa jal, that we are the servants of Allah. When we look at how Allah put our prayers in order, we pray Fajr, 2 rak'ah, we pray Maghrib, 3 rak'ah, and we pray Dhuhr and Asr and Isha, 4 rak'ah. When we look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in order, we start our day, like right now, alhamdulillah, with the Fajr prayer and Dhuhr and Asr and sunset prayer, which is Maghrib prayer. Why Maghrib 3 rak'ah? Odd number. Why is it not 4 rak'ah like Isha or Maghrib? Or we can say 2 rak'ah like Fajr. We start the Fajr at morning 2 and we have to end the day up with the 2 rak'ah. It's fair. But no, this is for the purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to pray 3 rak'ah in the end of the day for what? To testify for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is witr, yuhibbul witr. This is hadithun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah created everything needs to each other, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need any help from anyone. Allah created, you know, male and female. Allah created, you know, men and women, and they have to come together and to help one another, support one another, and have the relation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have a chance for the offspring to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be khalifa on earth. And even for animals, azzakumullah, animals, we have male animal and female animal, the same idea, subhanallah. Even for the trees, we have female tree and male tree. If we forget to connect them together for pollutions, you know, for the bamboo tree, for the dates, for the tamr, if we forget to do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the wind to do that for us. وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ. Subhanallah. Even if we do not pay attention for that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that for us. Even for, you know, the positive and the negative, for the light that we have right now, it will not work by one wing. You have to have both of them, the positive and the negative. Say la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And this is why Allah mentioned, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْن لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. We created from everything, spouse or two things, male and female. You might be able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go back to Allah. If we remember Allah, what we have to do? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we come back to understand why we have to say La ilaha illallah. We have to testify at morning, at evening, every single day. Because when we pray Maghrib 3 rak'ahs, which is witr. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to pray another prayer as odd prayer in the end of the day. Which prayer? Salat al-Witr. Salat al-Witr. In the end, اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم وترا. Make the last prayer in your night as odd prayer. One or three or five or seven in one تشهد. All of them came from Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of them are good. Now we testify in the end of the day with the Salat al-Maghrib. We testify in the end of the night with the Salat al-Witr, with our actions. Now we're praying three rak'ah for Maghrib. Now we're praying one rak'ah for Witr, or three rak'ah, or five, or seven. You know, any odd number, it's good. We're testifying by our actions every single day. Even if we did not pay attention for that, but this is the wisdom for that. Now we need to testify by our tongues to say what? No one has right to be worshipped but Allah, Almighty Allah. The one who has right to take, to give life and to take the souls out of the bodies. يحيي ويميت. We every single day when we go to our beds, you know, هذه الموت الصغرى. This is the smallest death. We practice death every single day, and we did not pay attention. When we wake up, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me another chance of life. Allah gave me another opportunity of life. This is why we have to be very optimistic. When you wake up and you touch your bodies, alhamdulillah, I'm still healthy. I can walk to the masjid. I can drive to the masjid. I can go to Allah's house. You are the lucky person on earth, because Allah gave you another chance to increase your good deeds as much as you can. This is the point. Be thankful and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you wake up and find yourself, alhamdulillah, I'm still healthy, nothing wrong with my system, this is great from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everybody of us. Now we're testifying after Fajr prayer to say, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. You said it after Fajr, alhamdulillah. Now you did the zakah for your body, and you did the zakah for your tongue, and you will say it after Maghrib prayer the same way, to sit in your condition. Don't say assalamu alaikum for your brother or the people around you. Even don't make yourself busy with the tasbih, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or tahmid, praising Allah azza wa jal, or takbir, magnifying Allah azza wa jal. No, this is before everything. When you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, now this is the perfect time to testify by your tongue. There is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah. Remember, every time, every single day, when you pray Fajr, sit in your condition, in your position, and say La ilaha illallah. Count them 10 times. And the same idea after sunset prayer, after Maghrib prayer. You know, now you're testifying by your actions at morning, or at the end of the night, at the end of the day, and you're testifying by your tongue in the beginning of the day and the beginning of the night. Now you are pure servant for your Lord. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us a real servant of Him, to serve Him and to worship Him, and to be obedience, real obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma aghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وجزاكم الله خيرا، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.